Have you ever thought about where the replacement parts on your airplane actually come from? Not the brand new ones fresh from the manufacturer, but the ones that keep aging fleets flying every single day. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today, we're talking about a deal that just reshaped the global aircraft parts market, and yes, it matters even if you're flying a Cessna 172 out of a grass strip. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, here's what you need to know. Airbus subsidiary Satair has officially finalized its acquisition of Unical Aviation, one of the largest used serviceable material providers in the United States. They also picked up E-Cube, which is a major aircraft disassembly operation. This deal has been in the works for a while, but the ink is now dry, and that means one of the biggest aftermarket parts suppliers in the world is now under the Airbus umbrella. Let's unpack why this is significant. Satair has been the Airbus parts and supply chain arm for years. They handle everything from new spare parts distribution to repair solutions for airlines and maintenance organizations worldwide. But used serviceable material, that's a different game entirely. That's the market for parts pulled from retired or parted out aircraft, inspected, certified, and resold. It's a massive industry. Airlines depend on it to keep costs manageable. Maintenance shops depend on it to get parts fast when new ones have lead times stretching into months. Unical Aviation, based out of the United States, has been one of the heavyweight players in that space. We're talking about a company that supplies parts for a huge range of commercial aircraft types. They've built relationships across the airline maintenance world over decades, and E-Cube, the disassembly side of the house, is where the raw material comes from. Retired airplanes don't just disappear, they get carefully taken apart. And every usable component gets cataloged, inspected, and put back into the supply chain. Now Airbus owns both of those operations. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. This isn't just Airbus getting bigger for the sake of getting bigger. This is a strategic move in the aftermarket parts war that Boeing and Airbus have been quietly fighting for years. Both manufacturers have realized that selling new airplanes is only part of the revenue picture. The real long-term money is in the aftermarket. Parts, service, maintenance support, an airplane flies for 25, 30 years or more. Every single day of that life, it needs parts. By acquiring Unical and E-Cube, Airbus now controls a significant slice of the used parts pipeline. They can offer airlines a one-stop shop. Need a new part? Satair has it. Need a used, serviceable part at a lower cost? Satair now has that too, through Unical. Need to retire an old airplane and recapture the value of its components? E-Cube handles the teardown. This affects you if you're in the commercial aviation maintenance world, obviously. But let's talk about the ripple effects. When a major manufacturer consolidates the parts supply chain like this, it can change pricing dynamics across the entire market. Independent parts brokers and smaller used parts dealers are watching this closely. If Airbus-owned Satair becomes both the largest new parts distributor and one of the largest used parts suppliers, that's an enormous amount of market leverage. It could mean more competitive pricing for airlines, or it could mean independent suppliers get squeezed, probably a bit of both, depending on the part number and the aircraft type. For general aviation pilots, this particular deal is focused on the commercial and transport category world. You're not going to see a direct impact on the price of a Magneto for your Lycoming 0360, but the trend it represents is worth paying attention to. Consolidation in aviation parts and maintenance has been accelerating across every segment of the industry. What happens at the top tier today tends to filter down eventually. There's also a sustainability angle here that Airbus has been pushing. Aircraft disassembly and parts reclamation is, at its core, recycling. Airbus has been vocal about wanting to control more of the aircraft lifecycle from cradle to grave. Owning E-Cube's disassembly capabilities fits that narrative perfectly. They can point to a closed loop. We build the airplane. We support it with parts throughout its life. And when it's done flying, we take it apart responsibly and put the usable components back into service. From a regulatory standpoint, the acquisition appears to have cleared all the necessary hurdles. These kinds of deals go through extensive antitrust review, particularly when they cross international boundaries and involve major defense and aerospace contractors. The fact that it's been finalized means regulators in both the US and Europe have signed off. One more thing worth noting. The timing here is interesting. The aviation industry is still dealing with significant supply chain challenges that started during the pandemic and never fully resolved. Parts shortages have been a persistent headache for airlines and maintenance organizations. Having a manufacturer like Airbus with deeper control over both new and used parts channels could help ease some of those bottlenecks. Or, critics would argue, it could give Airbus too much control over parts availability and pricing for its own aircraft types. That tension between efficiency and competition is going to play out over the next several years. Bottom line for the pilot community: the aftermarket parts landscape just shifted. Airbus is playing a long game, and this acquisition is a major piece on the board. Whether you're running an airline maintenance operation or just keeping an eye on where the industry is headed, this one's worth following. That story comes from Aerotime. You can find more aviation news coverage and listen to past segments at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly smart, and I'll see you on the next one.